she wake up, put on makeup in the bathroom, and go to work and stay real late and text you she'll be back soon. But her boss runs his fingers round her pretty blonde platinum do. I bet you never thought about that, did you? And it's none of my business, and I don't wanna get involved. If you're thinking that she's good, I think you should be told. She got you on your
Live on 95.5. I am
one dude. Why don't you use a mic? I'm not used to using.
we do this just to throw you off, Jay, because you left us and went on vacation for a while.
I'm about ready to leave again. It's 33 degrees. It's for the birds.
Boy, you got that right.
Rubbing that cruise in on us
for
hello.
Real. For real.
That ain't even right.
I am one of the hosts, Christopher Greer. I'm joined by Danielle.
Welcome.
And we've got Genesis in the studio, and we've got a pretty cool show put together tonight, Danielle.
We're going to jam.
before we get into the meat of everything, I think we should start with prayer.
Please.
And we're going to open up the show with a word of prayer, and then we're going to get into the meat of it. So, Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight. We give you praise and we give you thanks. Thank you, Lord, for giving us a breath in our bodies and all the blessings you give to us, Lord. Let us remember this holiday season what is important, God. That is time with friends, time with family, serving you, and living our lives in the best way we can to emulate you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, Chris, what you been up to?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that. I've been working on the railroad. You can leave the song out, you know.
I'm working on the railroad.
Don't need that. But we've got a giveaway tonight. And
yes.
My church is New Life Church. Usually Pastor Cheryl's with us. Tonight he is sick, so he won't be here tonight. But one of the things that our church is doing is we do a fundraiser every Thanksgiving. And we give away, or we don't give away, but we sell smoked turkeys. Now, we got some guys at our church who are pit masters, who are big-time barbecue guys. They're going to smoke 16 to 18-pound turkeys. They sell them for $30 a piece, which is a pretty good deal when you look at the pound and all that, you know, the breakdown on that. But tonight, we're going to give one away for free. And how we're going to do this, at some point in the show, you're going to hear this sound. When you hear that turkey start gobbling, we're going to let it keep gobbling until somebody calls in and bugs Jay. Now, the call-in number, 256-734-1077. That was 256-734-1077.
That's the wrong number.
It is. Ah. It is 256-737-9505.
That's the right number.
That is 256-737-9505.
Now, I was planning on keeping the turkey for myself, and now y'all have spoiled it for me. So call that number that Danielle gave out, and we'll give it out again later on in the show.
Is that on the screen back there or something?
Yes, it is. It's on our screen.
But whenever you hear the turkey start gobbling, call in. And a free smoked turkey for Thanksgiving can be yours, courtesy of One Stop in Coleman, courtesy of Coleman Live on 95, and courtesy of New Life Church in ARAP.
So I have multiple jobs, and I was working for the other company when I typed up the screen today. So.
It looks that way. Because
it's fixed now.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
True. That's right.
You know, Jay, you're busy. You're constantly doing stuff. I mean, you're traveling on cruises, it seems like.
Yeah, I tell you.
Every 2 weeks or so. You know, I'm so jealous, by the way, but I'm glad you had a good time.
Dude, you ride around the country on a train. Why are you jealous of me? and you get paid to do it.
Oh, this I saw is true. Jay's itinerary. Come on now. He got his desk cleaned off. He went to the beach. He came back from the beach. Then he goes on a cruise, and he stays gone for a week. And then I see this post on Facebook of how much it cost him to receive and to send out a text message. And I'm like, Jay, really? That's what you're doing on your cruise?
Yeah. My cell phone would be locked in the cabin.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, one of the joys of my life is when I can take the cell phone and just turn it off. you know, which is hard to do now.
It is for me, too. And my girlfriends, they take it away from me. And usually when I'm with my boyfriend, I turn my cell phone off.
Yeah.
Well, one of my other jobs is a network administrator, so it's hard to do that.
Here we go.
It's like you're on call all the time. Even when you're sleeping, you're on call.
So. I feel your pain, Jay. That's been the story of my life for the last 22 years.
It was quite funny when I get home and Facebook's like, here, let me show you what your October was like. And that's exactly
I saw that. And you reposted it. I saw that. Yep. And it's funny because I got one of Jay's business calls today, and I said, you know, it's pretty bad. I have five jobs, and I'm getting Jay's phone calls from his customers wanting to know, when can you come and fix my cable? Or when can you hook my cable up?
Please? Well, I guess now you've got six jobs.
I'm just saying. I'm like, really? But I was very polite.
I had a teacher tell me back in high school, you only have 40 hours in the week that you can work, or she might have said 24, 48, 72, 104, whatever many hours in the week you got. And it's how you use them that counts.
Yep.
Well, I don't have a problem with boredom. Let's just put it that way.
No, you don't. I don't either. I stay super duper busy, and I enjoy it because it makes me happy.
Right.
It was work to find something to do all 8 days of the cruise.
Well, Melissa rocked that 80s. I'm just saying. I saw the pics. Oh, that rocked.
It was not just the 80s. I mean, she was there for every trivia. I think she won. And you got to understand, she's competing against anybody on the cruise ship who wanted to compete. And she won two of the three music trivia contests. And I honestly think the reason she didn't win the third one is because I wasn't there with her. So.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Impressive. But then again, how many people on the cruise ship
own a radio station?
own a radio station. So she kind of has a bit of a little unfair advantage.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But we're glad to have you back, Jay. You always do a fabulous job here
with us. Thank you very much. I'm going to shut up now and let y'all have your show.
So Christopher, our last show that we done, I addressed a subject that you have been gone to Nashville. And I want to talk to you about your Nashville experience. I would like you to tell everyone what you've been up to and what you're doing and what your future plans are in Nashville.
Well, I've been a songwriter for, I guess, going on two decades now. And I'm starting to actually get to the point where I'm doing stuff that I consider to be pretty good. I'm my own worst critic, which I guess that's true for anybody who's a musician. I play live some, like in church. I play live at like festivals and things like that. But I'm not primarily a live performer anymore. You know, that ship's kind of sailed. I'm 40 years old. I've got two kids, and I just don't want to go out to bars and clubs and live that lifestyle. You know, that's not for me. God's called me to do something else. So I started writing, you know, Christian music, and I hooked up with a fellow by the name of Ken Pearson, and Ken. It was God intervening in my life is what it was. I shut the door on my old band, and God opened up another door immediately. So Ken and I started working on some songs, and Ken's in the Alabama Music Hall of Fame. He's in the Traditional Country Music Hall of Fame. Phenomenal musician. We wrote a song called New Jerusalem, which is based on the Book of Revelations, and in the chapter in Revelations where it talks about, it gives a physical description of heaven, and it's the best description in the Bible. And we wrote that song, and I'm going to be honest, I didn't consider it one of my best. I thought it was okay, but there was a band down around Birmingham that's a gospel group called FLH. It stands for Friends Living Holy, and they heard it and kind of went a little crazy over it. So they asked if they could record it on their upcoming album. So they did. And it started getting radio play. And every time I would think, well, you know, it's been a good run and it's going to die out, it would flare back up again and get picked up by 200 more radio stations. So it's still getting radio play on Southern Gospel stations. And some other people heard it in Nashville who were in some bigger bands who were getting ready to record their gospel albums. So they got in touch with a guy who owns the studio I was at. And he's partnered with a fellow named Bill Wentz. And Bill is Nashville royalty. He has, right now he's on tour with Kenny Rogers on his farewell tour. He's played with anybody and everybody. He's been a member of the Grand Ole Opry for years. And he called my publisher because they were friends. And he asked him, he said, you know, does this kid, I love that they call me kid, because they're all in their 60s and 70s, and I guess to them, I am a kid. And he said, does this kid have any more music? And my publisher told him, you know, Ken said, he's sitting on a pile of it. So they got me to come up to Nashville, and Ken asked him, he said, well, is it going to be just Chris with a guitar? And he said, no, I'm going to get a backline for him, meaning he's going to get me a backing band to record with. So he gets Vince Gill's band. He fills in on the piano, keyboard, and organ. And then he gets the fiddle and mandolin player from John Anderson to come into the studio. And I have never been around musicians of that caliber. I have been to live shows since I was probably in my late teens. I've seen a lot of concerts. I have never seen musicians like that who could play that well.
So how honored do you feel to be just in the room with so much greatness at one time, Christopher? Because, you know, you've been writing music since you were a young man.
Yeah.
And you're looking at these guys that have been doing this probably since they were young men.
And 40, I know 50 years in some cases.
That you had said something particular when you came in the studio the first time, and I'd love for you to share it with everyone. And the gentleman told you that if you're going to waste your time doing that, are you following me?
Yeah, I walked in the studio, and the lead guitar player, this guy has played with everybody, an amazing musician. And he's this older man. I mean, I'd say he's in his early 70s, and he's carrying this gear. And I asked him, because I've been in the studio before, and usually you lay down a scratch guitar track and a scratch vocal track, and you go back and you layer it and you build on that. And I asked him, I said, well, do I need to lay down a scratch guitar track and a scratch vocal track? I'd actually been practicing guitar for about a month, just hot and heavy every day, so I wouldn't embarrass myself. And he looked at me and he said, well, he said, young man, he said, I'll certainly let you do that if you just want to waste all your time. He said, or you can get in that vocal booth and let us do what we do. And I said, you know, that's a good idea. I said, let's do that.
Let's do that.
So we set up, recorded it almost like a live setting. Everybody was around the studio in different spots. And the first song, it took 3 takes. The second song took 2. The last song was done in 1. And
so you did 3 songs that day.
We did 3 songs that day. I'm going to eventually release those probably around the end of the year.
Now, I've already heard them, and I'm telling you, they're phenomenal.
The idea is we're going to sell these songs. All 3 of them are marketable. The guys who own that studio, they think all of them will sell. But I'm gonna do a limited, you know, pressing of CDs for people around here who want one, and I'll release it. But it was such a humbling experience when you walk in this door of the studio and you see Jimmy Buffett Lane up above it, and you ask why, then you see all the gold records that Jimmy Buffett recorded in the studio, you know, and you keep walking down and you see gold record after gold record after gold record that was recorded where you're fixing to stand. You know, you better be wearing your big boy pants.
Absolutely.
When you walk in. And there was a close friend of mine who gave me some really good advice. And Brett talked a little bit about him, my brother, when he was here. This is the guy that taught us both how to play guitar. And his name's Kyle Miller. And he's a brother. I mean, close, close friend. And when he and I talked about it, he said, own it. He said, you own that room. He said, your talent, your God-given ability got you there. That room is yours. Walk in there like you belong. And I did. And, you know, I felt really comfortable with those guys, and we started clicking. And I'll tell you something that I don't know if I've shared this with you or not, but all of them got some pickles and jams and jellies from my wife. And
of course, kudos to Jennifer.
Yeah, kudos to Jennifer. And as soon as that happened, like, I could have asked those guys to play Itsy Bitsy Spider and they would have done it.
So I heard, because Brett told me, in the interview that I'd done a couple of weeks ago, I had interviewed Brett Greer, which is Christopher's brother. And you guys have laid down some tracks, too. You're headed back to Nashville very soon, and going to be in studio. Will you have the same setup as you did before, or mm-hmm. will that change?
It's going to be the same musicians. It'll be the same studio, the same producers, the same everything. I have written a lot of music over the years, and, you know, I constantly write. Like, it's nothing for me to churn out 5 to 10 songs a week. You know, and not all of those are hits, you know, but some of them are.
Mm-hmm.
And Brett and I have worked together for years. He's my most comfortable co-writer, you know, so far as working and meshing. And I talked to Bill about it, and I said, look, I said, we're going to finish up the gospel tracks, and that's going to be released on a demo under my name. I said, but I want to come back in February, and I want to start recording some of the country music that we've got.
Yeah, because Brett's genre compared to Christopher's genre is totally opposite of one another.
Yeah.
But yet, when you guys sing and you play together, you're very well blended.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's from years of playing together and practicing together and harmonizing together.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, me and Brett and my other brother, Derek, it used to be a game to us that we would go into a church – and we would pick our targets and just cut loose and sing. And we sing loud. I mean, we've got powerful voices. And we would try to just drive somebody crazy in the spirit, you know, by using our voices to do it. It was almost a game to us. And now we use those gifts, you know, for God's glory.
Right.
And when we go back in February, it's going to be, you know, country, but I think I'll be headed back to the studio probably about every 2 to 3 months. You know, once I get a demo finished, I'll head back in and record another one. And
so how many tracks do you think you're going to lay down in the next 6 months?
In the next 6 months?
Because you've got 3 down so far.
Well, I've got about 3 different projects working at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So all total probably 21, 24 tracks.
That's awesome, Christopher. I'm so proud of you.
Somewhere in that ballpark. I've started working with another musician down in Birmingham who did the same jump that I did. You know, she was in a hard rock band, and God got a hold of her, and she started wanting to play for God. And she started wanting to write Christian music. Well, a mutual friend said, you need to call this guy. And she called me. So she and I are starting to collaborate a little bit. At some point, early part of next year, we're going to record. We're going to record some, me and my brother. We're going to keep recording gospel music with Overflow. And
Overflow is amazing.
Yeah, we've got another project kind of on the horizon with
awesome.
With a lot of different songwriters that I've gotten close to over the years. So we've all been collaborating on a lot of stuff, and we're going to get together and do an album.
Well, I am so very proud of you, and I know our studio is very proud of you. I have some announcements to make, and then we're going to go to commercial break. This Monday, November the 19th, at Brandon Iron at West Point, we will be feeding the veterans. Same Forgotten Warriors will be feeding the veterans from 12 noon till 6 p.m. That's from 12 noon to 6 p.m. That is the veteran and their family, so y'all come on out and enjoy that. Also, Christopher's given a turkey away for New Life Church out of Arab, so you're listening for the gobble, gobble, gobble. And Genesis is in the house.
Oh, I can't wait to hear these guys. So, I love listening to them play.
We're looking forward to hearing them, and we hope that you stay with us. Stay tuned in. Set your dials, Facebook Live with us. You can also go to Live 95 on Facebook, and there's live feed there also. This is Danielle.
And Christopher Greer. On Coleman Live 95.5, we'll be right back after these messages.
Something going on, something strong that I'm feeling. You're either in my bed or my head, never leave. You think it's crazy when I say you're the one. You say, what do you know about love? What do you know about love? Believe me, if I could, then I would lose your number. But something about the way you behave like no other. You're the one. You say, what do you know about love? What do you know about love? I know you and I go good together. When it's cold, you'll be warm inside my
You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Medical Arts Apothecary and Living Well Store is located in the middle of downtown Coleman, conveniently located just a block south of the courthouse. This locally owned business offers friendly, no waiting, personal service. How can it get any better than that? Well, here's how. How about the fact that they even deliver within the city limits of Coleman? You've got a sick kid? Well, what could be better than calling Medical Arts and asking them to deliver the medicine that you need? In fact, I can't think of another pharmacy that does that. They also have a large selection of food for special diets, as well as health, food, oils, and supplements. Flu shots are available, too. They can be reached at 734-4933 or online at medicalartswellnessrx.com. Let Medical Arts Apothecary save your day.
Hey, this is Susan Atkinson with Medical Arts Apothecary and Living Well Natural Store. We have proudly been serving Coleman and its surrounding areas for over 60 years, and we appreciate your continued business.
If you're like me and have rented storage spaces in the past, but it never fails, you want to move furniture or get out seasonal decor on a Sunday afternoon or late evening, and of course you can't get access to your storage space. Well, the Skinner family at In-N-Out Self-Storage has made sure that will never be a problem again. They are all about making it convenient and safe for you. In-N-Out Self-Storage is conveniently located on the south end of town, just off First Avenue, otherwise known as that back road running parallel to Highway 31 beside the railroad tracks. They know exactly how to make it easier on those of us always in a hurry by making it possible to rent a building and access it at any time. A self-service kiosk, think Redbox for storage, or a website that loads easily on your mobile phone, giving you access to rent 24/7, 365. In-N-Out is locally owned by longtime Coleman residents and business owners, and they've thought of everything. They provide high-tech 24/7 security, spaces of many sizes for all of your needs, storage for those holiday goodies and decor, and even a place to safely store your boat or RV. Climate-controlled storage is also available. It's In-N-Out Self-Storage for the win. You can even tell them you heard about them on Live 95 and get a free lock or discount on your rental. More information is available on their website, innoutselfstorage.com, or by phone at 256-576-9169.
Are you a talented artist, baker, or candlestick maker? Then you'll want to be set up at Maker's Market, happening December 15th from 9 o'clock until 4 o'clock, right in the middle of downtown Coleman at the Fest Hall Market Flats. Located in the heart of Coleman's beautiful historic warehouse district, vendor applications are being accepted now. More information on the festival itself or how to become a vendor, you can visit the Makers Market page on Facebook, or you can send an email to makersmarketcoleman@gmail.com. It's the 2018 Makers Market coming to downtown Coleman, December 15th from 9 until 4 at the Fest Hall Market Flats.
Welcome back to Coleman Live on 95.5. This is Danielle in the house,
along with Christopher Greer.
And we have Genesis in studio.
I am so excited to have these guys back. Were they not our first guest?
They were our first musical guest.
They were.
Let me tell you something. We can't get enough of you guys.
And we're back, so that's really good.
Yeah. Our audience really took well to y'all, and of course, Christopher and I always have the love for music. Y'all are fabulously talented, each and every one of you. I know two better than I do the other two, but I'm getting to know all four of you, and I know there's one more. So in studio tonight, we have Karen Cook, Jonathan, Greg, And Tim.
Hola.
He's always hola. Welcome
Amigo.
Here.
Amigo.
So, what have you guys been up to?
Getting ready. Yeah. Practicing. Learning each other. Learning new songs, old songs. Just trying to get ready. We got a couple of things coming up this year.
A lot of old songs because I'm young and they're old.
Before you throw your guitar at him, I've been following you guys on Facebook and watching some kind of the evolution of your band, and it's always
that's a good way of saying it.
Yeah, it's always cool to me to watch a band as they do more and more together, get more and more in sync, how new musical styles and new songs and stuff come out. And I've seen you guys kind of going in a little bit more of a bluesy direction. And I have to say,
there you go.
I have to say, I'm liking it a lot.
It's so, got a little blues to it, but we still got a little country flavor to it.
Well, and the most important thing is you guys are doing it for the glory of God.
Amen.
That's right. Yep.
So, I mean, it don't get no better than that.
Oh, yeah.
I think you'll be surprised tonight.
Good. I like surprises.
That was the thing. You know, we're doing the songs that's familiar to us, so it helps us to kind of coagulate together.
Right.
And people to become familiar. You want to minister to your demographics, too. And there's a lot of people out there that don't get to hear these songs again. And they're coming, and it's starting to become what old is starting to become a new thing mm-hmm. again.
True.
But Jonathan mentioned, he said, I really think we have found our groove. And once you find that groove, that's when you work it.
Right.
That's when you work it.
And your new photos are amazing. I love them. They are great.
I was pretty in them.
You were pretty in them.
You were.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you were.
So what are you going to play for us first?
Well, let's take, you know, we're going to take a little a country. Who was the first group to record, actually record the song?
I don't remember who was the first group to record this, but it's an old country song that was incorporated into a gospel song.
Yeah, that's what we're going to kind of throw that out at you. Yeah. Here. I think you'll probably will recognize it.
Here we go.
All right.
Genesis once again.
2, 3, 4, 1, 2.
Come true. Don't need any wishing well or fully clover to see through. Don't need to pin a claim to fame like some folks always do. For I got the light of Jesus inside and he shines the whole day through. He's a miracle sight to see. Cold and rainy touches me way down deep in my soul. Something got a hold and it won't let go. If I stumble, if I fall, it's waiting right there to catch me. Oh, he's a miracle to me. Charm, always hanging around. I don't need any wishing well to throw my money down. Don't need to make the claim to fame like some folks always do. For I got the light of Jesus inside and it shines a whole day through. He's a miracle to see. Hold the way he touches me. It's way down deep in my soul. Something that I hold and it won't let go. If I stumble, if I fall, he's waiting right there to catch me. Oh, he's a miracle. My blessings for the love he shows each day gives to me and you. Oh, he's a miracle sight to
seem. Oh, the way it touches me, way down deep in my soul. Something got a hold and it won't let go. If I stumble or if I fall, it's when my dad can't swing it. Oh, he's a miracle, a miracle.
Awesome. So, how can someone book Genesis? What would be the best way to get in touch with you guys?
Two phone numbers I got for you.
Okay.
Yes. What he said.
Right.
Of course, 256-338-6349.
Okay.
Or 924-1982.
It was a good year.
They also have a Facebook page.
Yes.
Genesis on Facebook.
Genesis 5 Ministries. You can find that.
What
1982 was a good year. I was playing a rock band called Hey Mom.
1982, I had one of those green monster like big wheels.
Yeah.
You know, and I think I had a ColecoVision, so I was the coolest kid on my block.
You had a ColecoVision, okay, yeah. Man.
I was 7 years old.
Yeah. I was too.
Uh-oh. The turkey is gobbling. The first person to call in at 256-737-9505 gets a free smoked turkey. Light that phone line up at Aggravate J. That was 256-737-9505. I should have just got you to do the song.
Can you tell who the comedian is?
Yes, he most definitely is.
So,
you will see that here.
I gotta tell you guys something. For me, personally, yes, he is a comedian, but I'm telling you what, I have never in my life had as much fun. You know, I think we all, and I've said this before, we've all had a testimony of where we've come through hurt and, you know, rejection and pain, death, family members and stuff. And for me, this has just been a breath of fresh air. I mean, you can't help but laugh at this dude. You know?
Right.
I laugh at him every week. On Wednesday night, I laugh at him every week. He just cracks me up.
Mr. Greer.
Yes, sir, Jay.
Caller. He wants a turkey.
Oh, okay. We've got a winner. Go ahead and patch him through, Jay.
I did. And that's somebody else trying to call.
Oh. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for calling 95.5. Coleman's only FM radio station.
What?
Try
that again.
I have totally dropped the ball on this. Thank you for calling 95.5, Coleman's only independent FM radio station.
No fake news here, Chris.
There we go.
Congratulations. You are our winner.
Yeah, congrats. You are our winner. Who am I talking to?
Luette Stallings.
Luette Stallings. All right. And where are you calling from?
Calling from ARAB.
From ARAB, Alabama. Awesome.
She is live streaming on 95.5.
Yep, that's right. And let's see. I'm trying to think. I don't want to give her phone. Yeah, let's just go ahead. Can you give me your phone number so I can get back in touch with you once we get out of the show?
I can take it for you.
Okay, yeah, Jay's going to take it for us. All right. You get a smoked turkey, 16 to 18 pounds. This is from Coleman Live on 95.5, one stop for Coleman, and from New Life Church. Congratulations. Thank you for listening, Miss Stallings.
Hang on, and I'll take your number off the air. Hang on just a second.
Okay.
Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate everyone's support who supports me and Christopher on Live 95.5. Coleman Live is a new show. Even though we've been in radio for a couple of years, we really enjoy our jobs, and it's our pleasure to bring you Genesis to this studio.
Absolutely.
And I was talking to Karen during the commercial, and she and I will be doing a show again soon outside of 95.5. So I'm very excited, and she can share that with the guys later. But what are you guys going to play for us now?
This is where...
Thank you.
I swear,
I guess.
Danielle, if he hits me with his knot.
Tim, behave over there, Tim. Tim, behave.
This is one of the many blessings that I believe God has put us together for. If you notice, I know we're on radio, but Facebook, hey, you can see the guys. These two guys, they switch constantly.
Mm-hmm. Multi-talented.
Yes, yep.
Very.
They are very much. Very.
Tim.
J.
Will you turn me up?
Yeah, gotcha.
All right.
And again, we have Genesis in studio.
All right, we're going to do, everybody's going to recognize this song, maybe, except for the music. Here's that little, what we're talking about, that little blues.
Side of the mountain.
just love it. Amazing, guys. A little different. You'll blow me away every time.
Different's not bad. You know,
definitely a little different.
Well, and what it seems to me is you guys are just, you're meshing, you know, and you're kind of spreading your wings a little bit. Yeah. You know, like the guy up in Nashville told me, you know, young man, you just get in there and sing. Let us do the rest. I mean, you guys are just syncing up so good.
I appreciate that. That's what we want.
We only had the songs this man wrote.
Yeah. Well, we've got.
They're coming.
Yeah, Tim, how long have you been playing?
Started playing guitar when I was 5. My grandfather taught me the easy G, 3rd fret.
Mm-hmm.
Just that little thing on the bottom.
And that
thing
man
on
right
top.
There.
Same chord.
Same chord. Same chord.
Easy and what was nice about, you know, Parker McDonald, he showed that. Actually, I made him very, got him a little aggravated because I spent about 2.5 hours doing this. I played that thing. He said, "All right, Timmy, I love you, but stop." But he, the guitar he taught me on was a J45 Gibson. He bought it in 1964, same kind, same color that all the Beatles got when they first came here in 64.
Oh, yeah.
And he gave me that about a couple of days before he passed away.
You're telling your age.
And no.
It'll be okay. I've been to church with Tim basically my whole life. So.
Yeah. And then I set my son down on the couch when he was 5 and gave him that same guitar. And he didn't learn nothing.
Oh.
So I was going, what? No, this is supposed to pass down. But, you know, he's got his own strength. But that's from then, and Mom taught me at 6, first chord on the piano. You know, we just had a musical family. Mm-hmm. Same way, Greg's just...
Now, Karen, do you play any instruments?
Yes.
I knew you did.
Yeah, I play piano.
Very good piano player.
Yeah, I've been playing, gosh, I guess, since I was probably 6 or so.
They're pretty good on Juice Hawk, too, don't you?
Just go with it.
The next time y'all come in, the next time y'all come in, I'm going to expect a solo. So
we, talking about lessons and stuff. I did take piano lessons when I was younger, and the teacher actually sent a note home to my mom and dad and told them that they were wasting her time and their money because I wanted to learn to play on my own, basically. And I didn't want to sit down and peck it out. I wanted to play.
That's what we were thinking.
You don't need no stinking
bacon. Wasting your time.
Yeah. Now, Greg, how long have you been playing?
Say here, 44 years.
And how many instruments do you play?
Oh, gosh.
You name it.
I thought. Yeah. Because you are the most instrumentally inclined in this group, are you not?
I don't know about that.
Yeah. I know you are. I've done your research. So. You've been called.
I've been called.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, about 44 years, 45 years.
Well, see, we're from
he
Goodall.
Actually taught me how to play.
Did he really?
Yes, yeah. He did.
Both of us, we went to school together, Greg and I did. Mm. So that's why we're Good Hope Raiders.
That's it.
You're Good Hope Raiders. I'm a Good Hope Raider myself. And
a
Westport Warrior.
Roll Tide.
Uh-huh. He taught me guitar to begin with, and then another group we were was with at the time, he taught me bass, and within a week of picking up a bass, I was playing bass on stage. So.
Yeah. John's awesome. Very talented. I mean, bass, guitar, mandolin, saxophone.
Very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Statue very quiet. Back just, there.
Well,
but, yes, I knew that he could play several instruments. So, and how long have you been playing?
I've been playing probably since I was 5 years old, and I'm 40 now.
So. And what's the first thing you picked up?
Guitar.
Guitar.
Guitar, and then this guy right back here taught me how to play bass, and it just went from there.
Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. We got time for one more song. What are you guys going to play?
Which one y'all want to do?
One more?
One more.
Uno Mas?
Uno Mas.
Uno Mas. Well, we had our last song was going to be a Christmas song.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
You want to do it?
Let's do it.
All right, Jay, we're officially starting Christmas music and on Live 95.5.
Our comedian point.
Okay.
Have I got your pick?
Yes, sir, I sure do. I got your pick.
Musicians steal picks like, you know, other people steal lighters, you know.
Yeah, that's about right. Where's that?
And we were
those two things.
All at one point in country or rock music, and this is just all take of Hotel Cana.
Yeah. This
song is called Hotel Cana for you.
Yeah.
But it's definitely
an outtake of the Eagles.
From a doctor's at highway, we pulled it to the end. Wrong call for the senses, I was from Bethlehem. Up above in the distance, the star was giving me life. My wife was heavy and the child was due. We had to stop for the night, so we stood in the doorway of the Bethlehem Hotel. I was thinking to myself, up to heaven they give me some help. But the man said, no can do, and he turned us away. There's a place around the corner where you both can stay. Welcome back to Hotel California. It's such a lovely place, but we're out of space. It's that time of year when the sense is here. My wife was definitely gifted. That's what the Lord's angel said. She was about to have the baby boy while still virgin. How the knights in the courtyard achieved slumlord's rent. Some night to remember, but some night to forget. So because of what happened, I was grieving for my wife. I said, I bet they haven't cleaned in here since BC 65. And still my horses were calling for straw and hay. They wake you up in the middle of the night just to hear them say, welcome back to Hotel California. Ooh, such a lovely place, but without space. A holiday rush at the Hotel California. Ooh, what a nice surprise for your silent night. He was born that evening. The shepherds came that night. He said, we are all just visitors here. The Holy Christ. And in his manger, as I said, they found the boy asleep. They started getting teary-eyed, so they went back to the sheep. Last thing I remember, there were wise men at the door. They had a bunch of packages from the place they were before. Good night, said the wise man. We had problems Christmas Eve, but we've been checking out your shiny light under the middle
afford
you.
That is awesome.
That is so great.
That is so awesome. Well, listen up. I got a few announcements to make before we go. Again, Saving Forgotten Warriors is feeding veterans at the Brandon Iron from 12 noon till 6 p.m. Monday, November the 19th. Also, November the 29th, Coleman Live here on 95.5. We'll have Sheriff Gentry in. Brother John will be in. Derek Sherrill will be in. Christopher and I both. That will be a jam-up show. We're giving away rodeo tickets that night. Also, we would like to thank Genesis for being here with us. And we have an open door policy with you guys, so we welcome you back at any time. You can slide us in your schedule. We'd love to have you back.
Maybe sometime we'll have the keyboard, the drums, and the saxophone.
That would be awesome.
And steel guitar.
Go remote, man.
Awesome.
That could be done.
That could be done.
That could be done.
Christopher and I could do it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think we could go remote. Wait. Once again, let's give the numbers. Anybody who's interested in booking this amazing band.
256-338-6349 and 256-924-1982. And you can also check them out on Facebook at Genesis 5 Ministries, correct?
That's correct. Okay. Same thing, Genesis5Ministries@gmail.com. Don't forget that this coming Sunday at 11 a.m. we'll be at Bethlehem United Methodist Church. Mm-hmm. And I said in Dodge City.
And if you're looking for some gospel to listen to, aside from Genesis, Three Bridges will be at Renovation Church the 25th of November for our morning service.
I think the Greer family might make a road trip for that one.
Oh, yeah.
But you will have to reciprocate and come to New Life one day with us.
Okay, I will. I'll most definitely do it. It sounds like a plan.
How about both of you come to Bethlehem Sunday morning.
Listen at you.
You know, we might work that out. That's right. Thanks, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. Again, congratulations to Luette Stallings. You've won a turkey, so you don't have to cook one for Thanksgiving.
Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble. Thank you to Genesis.
Thank you so much, guys. We appreciate you guys so much.
We're going to close things out with prayer. That's the right way to do things. Heavenly Father, thank you for letting us gather here today for this worship, because that's what it is. It's worship. God, let everything we do be for your glory and not for our own. We thank you for the blessings you've given to us, Lord, that we cannot deserve. We give you the praise. We give you the glory, for you deserve all of it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Tune in November the 20th for Understanding the Law with Melvin Hastings. We will be back. And we are signing off for tonight. And as we say every Thursday here on Coleman Live on 95.5.
God bless you. And God bless America. Good night.
Broadcasting from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. WRJMLP, Coleman.